Corey McCarville, the head baseball coach with the ICAM Anning Wolves, joining us here as we take a look back at the 2020 season. Wolves going 3-6 with still, I would say, a young team. Corey, you and I talked in the preseason. You had some guys that were coming back with experience from last year, but just two seniors and still a lot of sophomores having to play some key roles. So still a pretty young team.
Yeah, I mean, we knew we had some guys coming back. We knew we were going to have a lot of guys getting their first, you know, varsity at-bats and varsity, you know, time in the field and really varsity, major varsity innings. So, you know, we knew we were going to play a lot of sophomores, and we knew that we were going to have to kind of grow up on the fly a little bit. And I did think that we improved as the year went along, and that's why each really asked for.
Where did you see that improvement, Coach? Because you guys, even though you finished 3-6, most of those losses were pretty tight games. You were in a lot of those and had some chances.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a mixture of two things. The biggest thing I thought we really improved upon was offensively. You know, the team batting average, you know, we hit .286 as a team, which I thought was really, really good for as many guys, young guys as we had. Our pitchers, you know, our pitchers' ERAs weren't fantastic. But we played some really, really good offensive teams, and I thought our guys, for the most part, you know, they threw strikes. And in high school baseball, if you can throw strikes and you're around the zone, you're always going to have a chance, and I thought our guys did that. I thought Max Nielsen really grew as a pitcher, I thought, this year, from last year to this year. I know the numbers weren't great, but I thought he, you know, really worked and improved. I thought Connor Richards was outstanding on the mound for us this year. He threw some, you know, whale of a ball games as the season went along. So I thought those guys really grew as players. And I know that collection of sophomores and even some of even our two main juniors, they all improved from last year. So that's the biggest thing you want. Just get better every day.
Coach, you mentioned there in that answer about playing some teams that were good offensively. Your schedule was just strong this year. For one, I thought the WIC was very strong, especially from probably the middle to the bottom on up. And then your non-conference schedule, you guys didn't back away from playing teams.
No, and I know it was, you know, the COVID stuff really kind of made our schedule odd in that, you know, we played our conference teams, and then the COVID stuff knocked a lot of games out. But our non-conference games, I mean, we played some teams that were really, really good. You know, we played a Woodward Granger team non-conference. You know, they were ranked in the top five in the state for a good chunk of the year in 2A. They were really good. We played a Lawton Bronson team that, you know, they were a double-digit win team. The conference, you know, the Western Iowa Conference, I thought was outstanding. Yeah, I mean, everybody was good in the conference. So it was, you know, we had 3-6, but the teams that we played, they were all really, really good. It was every night was a test.
How much do you think that helped the young guys, even though they suffered some losses, but playing that kind of competition, it always makes everybody better, especially those younger guys?
Well, I think the challenge is you always want to win, and I get that, but I'm a big believer in that. You really want to be your best at the end. You want to be, you know, battle-tested. I thought we were, and I really thought the guys improved. And if you really find out about what you are as a baseball player and what you are as an athlete when you go up against people that are, if not as good, maybe even better than you. You know, we could have played some other people and probably had some more wins, but I wanted us to be, you know, battle-tested and ready, and I wanted us to be our best at the end.
Coach, you mentioned COVID here a moment ago. You guys did lose some days because of a positive test. How much did that impact the team overall and having to come back really right before the playoffs?
I don't know. It was a weird deal. You know, we had just gotten over a really nice win over a really good Audubon team. The individual that was sick wasn't there that night. We were kind of waiting on test results. And to me, that was the most frustrating thing is the amount of time that it took for us to get test results back. That was really frustrating for me. But then we had a nice win over Audubon, then all of a sudden we had to sit for over a week. We came back and we played Exire, Elkhorn, and Kimmelton. We beat them, but it was ugly for a while. And then then we went up and played Lawton, and it was really ugly. So it might have had a little bit of a negative effect, but at the end of the day, we still had a day to go, and I don't want to use that as an excuse. That's just how it laid out.
You mentioned the win over Audubon. I broadcasted that game that night. I thought you guys played really, really well in really every aspect of the game. Connor Richards gave you an outstanding start on the hill. Was that the best game you saw on the team you thought you could see at some point during the season?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought our Audubon game, we played really well. We did a lot of little things. You know, we squeezed in a run. We, you know, hit the ball to the right side to get a run in. I mean, we did a lot of things. We hit the ball well that night. And that Jensen kid is a really good pitcher. He was a little bit wild, so it was a little bit, it probably wasn't his best game, and it was one of our better ones, so it was kind of a mixture of the two. But, you know, Audubon's a good team, and I thought that was probably our best game from top to bottom. Yeah. The Missouri Valley game, we beat them 1-0 in extra innings. We played really well that night as well.
Coach, you mentioned hitting and what you guys hit 286 this year. How did you see the defense grow, especially for the young guys?
Well, I thought our defense, it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, we really had a massive defensive letdown in the Boyer Valley game, which was really surprising to me, because we would have moments where we might not be great, but they were, you know, few and far between. I thought our range was the biggest area where I saw. I thought we got to more balls than we ever did before, or we have in the last couple of years. I thought our play in the outfield was really good. It was unique. I've never had all three of my outfielders be left-handed. That was unique. I mean, it was just different. I thought our play on the infield was better. I just thought our range was better was the biggest thing.
Coach, you brought up the Boyer Valley game. That was a heartbreaking way to end the season. How much of a drive do you think that'll be? Because you've got some guys that really like baseball coming back. So how much of a drive is that going to be, I think, to make those guys put in that work during the off season?
Well, I hope they left with a bitter taste in their mouth, because, you know, I don't want to take anything away from Boyer Valley. But, you know, when we had a 4-run lead and we had two, you know, we got the first two guys out, and, you know, just we had two strikes on multiple guys and just couldn't get a punch out. And we had just pretty much routine ground balls, and we just short-armed it. And, we talked a little bit about how you have to learn how to win, and I think that's where this team is at right now, is they're right there and they know that they can play with a lot of people. They just got to learn how to take that last step and really kind of learn how to win on a consistent basis. And I think that's what you get by being involved in multiple sports. That's part of the reason why you play football, you play basketball, you run track. It's so you learn how to be a better athlete, and you learn how to be a competitor. And you learn how to win.
How much did it mean to just get a season in, even if it was only 9-10 games this year, just to get some games under the belt?
Well, I think part of it is it kind of really brought the guys back together. I know in talking to them, they were kind of getting stir-crazy, being apart. And it was an opportunity to compete again. I think people lose sight of that. Yes, we need to be safe. We need to keep everyone safe. But the kids and the communities, they need to learn how to compete. They need to learn how to have, you know, that competitive spirit. And I think that is one thing that hopefully does not get lost. And everything is there's that's part of the reason why we have, you know, high school athletics, is those kids learn how to compete. They learn how to work together as a team. They really learn how to be there for each other. And that's the biggest thing, is being there for each other. During the COVID and we're isolating, it's hard to be there for each other when you're not directly physically there with each other. So hopefully those are all things that they can appreciate a little bit more.
Coach, two seniors, Will Jorgensen and Ben Lingle, guys that hadn't maybe gotten a ton of playing time in early on in their career, but I thought stepped up and provided some good leadership and some good play for you this year.
Yeah, they both had outstanding seasons. You know, Will's been starting for us for a couple of years in the outfield, you know, left-handed hitter, and he even pitched for us a little bit this year, and so did Ben. I thought they really played well throughout the season. Ben Lingle, you know, we needed a third baseman. We asked him to go there, and he did it. And that shows the character of that kid. You know, he'd always been an outfielder. We needed a third baseman. He stepped in and did it. And I thought he did a great job. So my hat's off to both those guys. Part of it is they finally kind of grew into their bodies a little bit, both of them, too. They got a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger. And I think they're, you know, more physically ready this year than they had been in the past.
You mentioned one of the juniors earlier in Connor Richards. I thought was terrific this year on the hill for you, and you kind of talked about that a little bit. Him and Hayden McLaughlin. I thought Hayden quietly had a really good year at second base.
No, Hayden did. Hayden really enjoys baseball. He's a great team player. He'll do about anything. He pitched for us some this year. Really strong arm. Hayden, I think, is going to be a really, really good player. Him and Connor are great friends. You know, they work really, really well together. And that's the biggest thing I was most impressed with this group is how well-knit and how well the team kind of gelled together. You know, I think they were all kind of going in the same direction. And, you know, we've had more talented teams, I thought, in the past, but everyone kind of wanted to do their own thing. And this group, even in the low moments, they were really quick to flush it, move on, and just be better the next day.
And with Connor and Max Nielsen coming back, going to be seniors and juniors next year, you got a pretty solid 1-2 punch there on the hill.
Yeah, and it's not just those guys. I mean, with the pitch count era, you really need about five guys, and I think that we're going to have that next year. You know, Max and Connor, they're a nice 1-2 punch. Amos Rasmussen pitched for us quite a bit. I think he'll continue to improve on the hill. Hayden McLaughlin pitched for us quite a bit. You know, he throws hard. He's getting more and more consistent all the time. Luke Ramsey pitched for us some. I thought he really did a nice job. You know, so there's four guys right there, and Cooper Perdue he was a young catcher for us. I think he could be another pitcher for us as well. So we got a lot of guys there. You know, we got five guys that I think we can put on the hill, and they can throw strikes, and that's all you can really ask for.
You mentioned a couple of that big sophomore class, Amos Rasmussen in that group, Trenton Berry, Nolan, and Luke Ramsey, also Caden Berry, Brody Bloom, and then, of course, Max Nielsen as well. So a big group that's going to be juniors for you next year.
Yeah, it's a big group. It's the largest class that IKM Manning has had in a long time. The total number in that class is, I think there's 60-some-odd kids in that class. So for us, that's a big number, and we're getting a lot of baseball players out of it. We're getting a lot of athletes out of it. I just hope that they continue to work, they continue to improve, and I told them, I said, you know, there's multiple kinds of baseball players out there. There's you know, true baseball players that work at it all the time, and there's recreational players that they show up the first day of practice. And I told them, don't be a recreational player. You know, and I hopefully they take that to heart. And when we start stuff in the winter, you know, when we start our throwing program in the winter, they show up and take it serious. So kind of the ball's in their court now. They know what they need to do.
Cooper Perdue, you mentioned a nice year behind the plate this year, just a freshman. Him and Reed Henders, the two freshmen. So it's always nice to have a good guy behind the backstop. You got a few more years with Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper did a nice job. You know, he's got a ways to go yet, but I thought he really improved. And the biggest thing is that, and any coach will tell you, a lot of it is they want to get better, and Cooper wants to get better. He's going to continue to work at it. You know, you ask him to do different things, and he'll actually go do them. So I think he'll continue to improve, and I think the future is very, very bright.
And a couple of eighth graders in Lane Sams and also Ross Kuzel, guys that were able to suit that varsity for you.
Yeah, we brought those guys up. Lane was kind of our JV catcher. It's always nice to have an extra catcher out there, you know, with all the beating that those guys have to take. Ross is a nice utility player, maybe could play the infield, a variety of infield spots. Maybe could play the outfield in a pinch. And really, Ross is just a really good athlete, and I think that's a lot of it is kind of having your better athletes around. You know, Trayton Berry is another one. We got him out. He's another one of that sophomore class. Tremendously talented. Hopefully he continues to work and improve. But, yeah, it's an interesting group we got, and hopefully they just continue to get better.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I mentioned this to you before the interview, but I appreciate all of your time throughout the year. I know that you're always trying to get the field worked and covered and everything at night while I'm texting you trying to get results. So I appreciate you always taking the time to get me what I need and working with us here at the radio station. Thanks for everything, and looking forward to seeing you here soon for the football season.
All right, I appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Corey McCarville again with the IKM Manning baseball team.